I'm Rachel Marischal, WRPR News. After 4 years here, my time at Ramapo is almost up. Being a senior at Ramapo, I found myself questioning my future many times this semester. What if I don't get hired for a job right away? When am I going to move out after being used to independent on-campus living? What the heck is next? With graduation only a few months away, one can only wonder what the future has to hold. Myself, along with hundreds of other seniors who are graduating this year, are only an eye blink away from the real world. Employment, moving out of the house, traveling. Are we going to end up where we all hope to be? Or has our hard work, dreams, and plans of the future become exaggerated and out of reach? Has society changed our chances of success? In an article from the Pew Research Center, the Federal Reserve Bank of New York research used data from the Census Bureau and the Bureau of Labor Statistics to examine whether employed graduates were in jobs that typically required a college degree, what those jobs paid, and whether they were full or part-time. They found that, in 2012, about 44% of graduates were working jobs that didn't require a college degree, a rate that, while about what it was in early 1990s, increased after 2001 and the 2007 to 2009 recessions. Only 36% of that group were in what the researchers called good non-college jobs, those paying around $45,000 a year, down from about half in the 1990s. They share the underemployed recent grads in a low wage, below $25,000. Jobs rose from about 15% in 1990 to more than 20%. About 1 in 5, 23%, underemployed recent graduates were working part-time in 2011, up from 15% in 2000. Randy Zelia, class of 2003, spoke to me on his personal experiences and his opinions of life after graduation for the millennial generation.
Being back at Ramapo and being around students today, I do feel there's a little bit of, I don't want to say a sense of entitlement, but I feel like there's still that unrealistic view of what's going to happen when you get out of here. And one of the reasons why I'm as involved working with some of the different students is to help bring some of the reality and help gain some of the opportunity, because nobody ever was really there to open those doors for me. So if I can even open a door crack for some of these other people, understand that how difficult it is out there, that there's people who can work so hard for so long trying to break into their field and never get that opportunity. I would never want that for them, so that's why I'm trying to help open that door.
According to Career Advice Online, career change statistics suggest that the average person will be making a career change approximately 5 to 7 times during their working life. With an ever-increasing number of different career choices to offer, about one-third of the total workforce will now change jobs every 12 months. By the age of 42, you'll probably have had about 10 jobs. Madeline Santana, class of 2013, spoke to me on her professional career since graduation.
My major was social science with a concentration community mental health, and I am currently working in that. I'm an adolescent residence counselor for adolescent children between the ages of 11 and 17. A lot of the clients that we get have mental illnesses, so they're either bipolar, have depression, have anxiety, they're suicidal, they're actively cutting themselves. I'm like the person firsthand there with them because it's a residential, so they live there. I didn't picture this, but I definitely always wanted to work with children. I recently got another job too as a site director for the YMCA. It's not where I wanted to be. I mean, I didn't even know where I wanted to be honest, when I graduated. But at 25, I definitely thought I had a better job. You know, it's good to say that, oh, when I graduate, I'll be here, here, here. But just know that that might not be realistic, or that might not happen, because it takes a lot more than just planning it out on paper.
I also asked Madeline what she felt she could have done differently during her undergraduate career.
I'll go back and get better grades, get a better GPA. Reflecting now, I'm like, I really could have done really, really well. Based on the classes that I took, now that looking back, I could have done really well. I could have graduated with a high GPA. So I would say definitely focus and, you know, do your work. Try to graduate with a high GPA. Now I want to get my master's. I haven't applied yet just because I'm scared to get rejected. And that's bad, because I haven't even gotten rejected, and I haven't applied just because I'm scared of it.
I also had an opportunity to speak to a more recent graduate, Sasha Acevedo, class of 2015.
Going into school, I always knew that I wanted to do psych because I did want to work with kids. I just didn't know exactly what I wanted to do. But I kind of had a different route because I thought it'd be easy to just go to grad school and then go ahead and go on to my PhD and eventually be a child psychiatrist or in a special needs home. Loans don't always allow for grad school right out of undergrad, as well as it's an intense process. I took a year off and I figured that maybe gaining some more experience in the work field would help me gear on exactly what I wanted to do. I graduated and got hired immediately at a hospital doing child therapy, I do still want to work with children. I don't think that psych is my route for the rest of my life. I see myself more in administration, so I'm thinking of going back for my master's. I think I was pretty realistic when it came to moving out. It's something that you have to have the money for and extra, because you never know in case of an emergency or anything. So no, I didn't think I was going to move out immediately, but I do have plans to move out within the next year or two, which is pretty realistic. You just pretty much have to focus on your savings and your priorities. I mean, it is possible to move out. It'd be more convenient to stay at home for a little while, just because it allows you to save up some more money. And when you're this young, you never really know what route your life will take all of a sudden. I personally really wouldn't recommend it unless you felt that you were economically comfortable. But for me, that just wasn't the case.
What advice do you have for upcoming graduates?
Definitely prepare and plan, and definitely do internships, jobs that are related to your field, or try to, just so you can have the experience. It might be a little easier to find a better job. I always try to get jobs in my field, even if it's not a high paying job, at least it's consistent, so it'll be consistent in my resume.
You have to be able to want to start from the bottom and work your way up. It's frustrating, it's demoralizing. You're seeing other people who are less talented than you getting opportunities, but you have to play the game, and sometimes the game is not fun.
Gain as much possible experience as you can, internships, networking. I don't think that a lot of people really focus on that, and that'll help you really be able to zone in on what you want to do. Your degree is just a piece of paper pretty much once you graduate, and they want that degree, but they also want the experience. So you can have a bachelor's, but that person with a bachelor's and 5 years of experience interning and, you know, all these connections or jobs and something that they're interested in, not just, you know, retail. That'll help you out more, so I definitely recommend the experience. Ain't it fun, baby, now you're one of us. Ain't it fun,
ain't it fun, ain't it fun, ain't it fun. So although the nerves may set in that I'm a big kid now, there's no doubt that I'll bring the advice and knowledge given to me inside and outside the classroom into my future. Quoting Brian Gallagher from his complex article, 10 Lies the World Tells You After College, the thing about the real world is that there are infinite choices, and the results are different for everyone. Sure, there are needling issues of feeding and clothing yourself, but that doesn't mean that life after matriculation is a downhill slide. There are no more gen ed requirements, no more homework, and you no longer have to see the people you don't want to see. If they don't pay you to be around them, you never have to see them again. In other words, life is what you make it. So get up, get going, and take the future with full force. And for the last time, my name is Rachel Marischal, reporting for WRPR News.